And guess who's back from sunny Florida? John and Teresa Whitty.
Sporting a sweet tan.
Teresa's sporting a tan.
Nah, it's pretty much gone already.
John, you're still pale.
I am.
Well, he's kind of pink, you know, like a redhead. You can't tell he's a redhead because he has no hair, but he's a redhead.
Man, you guys are tough today. So,
how was Florida?
Nicer than Minnesota.
Warmer?
It was nice. It was beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful state.
Tell our listeners why you went down there. You got the band back together, John.
Yeah. Well, we went down there as a band, just friends of ours, you know, and we hung out, and then we got to play a show at a, I guess you'd call it a retirement community. It's getting to be that, but we're getting to that age where friends of ours from college and stuff are, you know, retiring and going down there and finding, you know, places to live. And so we've got lots of invitations of different friends down there. So this is the first year we did that. And we got to play a show, and it was fun. And over 200 people there. So.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But they go to bed early, I bet.
They go to bed early.
We started at 5 and we were done by 8. So that's the way it should be, I think. I like that schedule.
How was the beach, Teresa? Oh, I know you like the hot weather.
Oh, it was so wonderful. It was so wonderful, yeah.
The water was still pretty cold, though.
Yeah, there was no frolicking in the ocean.
Kevin, our drummer, and I, we went out in the ocean, jumped in, and
jumped back out.
Yeah, my head actually started hurting right away. So we like, let's get out of here. And he's like, okay. But
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was pretty cold down there.
Yeah, okay. There's not a lot of, you know, some of the little kids play in the shallows.
It reminded me of swimming in Lake Superior, you know, when you go up there and it's kind of hurts a little bit on the head.
Awesome. Well, I enjoyed your posts on Snap and Facebook and stuff.
Thank you. Yeah,
it was like you're having a nice,
wonderful, wonderful getaway.
Yeah. You'll be going back every year now, I bet.
Well, my son thought I might not come home. Oh. He's like, "Are you guys coming home?" We're like, "Yeah."
No. Seriously though, Teresa, you got a nice tan.
I think so too. Yeah.
All right, real good. So, what are we talking about today?
Shortcuts. Keyboard shortcuts.
Ooh, I got a keyboard right in front of me.
There is all sorts of fancy things you can do with your keyboard that maybe you didn't know. Some of them people know.
I didn't know some of these,
yeah. So we're just going to list some of these off here and, yeah.
This is going to be interesting because, yeah.
So, you know, if you want to copy a piece of text.
That's on your screen?
Yep. You can highlight it and then hit Control C.
Controls the letter C.
Yep, and the control key
is stands for copy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't get too attached to that because the rest of them don't make any sense.
Okay.
But the control button is on the bottom left-hand corner of your keyboard. It's CTRL, and so you just hit that and then hit C, and your item that you highlighted will be copied.
Wow.
You can go to another document or something.
Yep. And then if you want to paste it somewhere else, you do Control V.
Not P.
See, you got to pay attention. Yeah.
You vased it. No.
You vased it. Oh, jeez. That's
vased it on the.
That was bad.
So
that was
Control C and then Control V.
Really?
Now, if you don't want to paste it somewhere else and you just want to get rid of it, you highlight it and hit Control X. And that deletes it.
Delete it. Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that when I'm done here with this program.
I've always been use my mouse, select it, then right click and copy.
Yep.
But then sometimes when you right click, it does something, you lose your selection, and then you do it again. And
yeah, this is pretty slick.
This is really slick, yeah.
Now, here's one that I just learned, and I think I'm going to use it a lot. You ever in a document and like you do something stupid and all of a sudden you're like, I didn't mean to erase all that, you know?
Yep.
And you're looking for the undo. If you hit Control Z, it'll undo the last thing you did.
Really?
Yep.
Control and the letter Z.
Yep.
Did you know that, John?
Zundu. No, I did not know that. I'm trying to give people mnemonic things to remember.
It's not going to work, John.
It's not going to help.
No. Okay. No. So Control Z in a program will undo the last thing that you did.
When I write my blog, that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
I want to change things up. No, I deleted it. You know, so I want to undo it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Control
Z. So that's a fun one. How about if you want to, like, you want to copy a whole article, right?
Out of a newspaper or something?
Well,
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Website.
Or, okay. You know, or you're in a document, you want to copy that whole document and then put it into another document. Control A will select all of it.
Oh.
So if you want to copy a whole document, you just hit Control A and then it selects it all for you, and then you can hit Control C to copy it.
Oh, cool.
Wow. A makes sense.
A makes sense. Yeah. Select all. Yeah.
Select Control all. Yep. Interesting.
Here's another one. Control W. If you hit that on your keyboard right now, then you'd close the program that we're in, and then it wouldn't be recording anymore. So you better not do that.
What now?
Control W will close whatever program you're in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It'll just go away.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So if you can't find the menu where it says quit or something,
just Control W. Yeah, sometimes people, like, it'll be out of the screen range if something funky is going on with your computer or whatever, and you just hit Control W and it closes that.
Hmm. I'm just trying to think of why they come up with these letters. Withdraw? I want to withdraw from this program?
That's true, probably. You know,
there's got to be some reason.
Well, if it's Control C, that's copy. That one's taken already. So you can't close is...
Quit? Control Q.
Control Q. That would make sense. But it's not Control Q. It's Control W.
Control W.
I don't know what Control Q does.
Yep.
Let's not find out.
Okay. I have a... Maybe this is for another show, but what's the numbers for, like, F1, F2, F3... Like here in front of me now, F1. If I push F1 on the computer, it would jump to the next program on our computer here on the radio.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
They have different functions as
well. Function keys. That's what the F stands for.
Okay. Is that for another show then?
We could go through those.
Yeah. I use function keys a lot.
I focused mostly on Control today. I have one Windows key, but.
Control.
Yes. Okay. And then if
I heard if you hit Control, Alt, and Delete.
That's a big one. Yeah, you can get to a different screen. If things are freezing up and they're not working, Control, Alt, Delete, and it'll bring you to a menu. And from there, you can, you know, shut it down or restart it, or you can go to Task Manager and see what's happening there.
Yep.
So that's a handy one.
I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff on the keyboard that I never use.
I'm just gonna breeze by these couple here today, I thought these ones were maybe the most helpful to our audience. Here's one that I actually do use: Control Plus,
Control
and Control Minus. Plus? It's up.
Oh, up there. Okay.
Yep, on the what number? It's next on the number to the line. Numbers. Yeah, Control Plus and Control Minus. That will make your screen bigger or smaller. You could try it right now and see if it works. You don't want to.
No,
he's scared. He could. Scared.
It might break the program, huh?
I don't want Maynard to yell at me.
So, yeah, and you can hit Control plus, plus, plus. You know, hold that Control button down and just keep hitting
and bigger
plus.
And bigger.
And sometimes things on those websites, I tell you, they are little.
Let's try it on this computer here. Control plus. By Lord, look at that.
And then to put it back down, you just Control Minus.
Control Minus. Look at that.
It doesn't work.
Control Plus makes it bigger, and I can read it bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Read it better.
And it doesn't work on every program, but it does work on a lot of things.
Thank you for telling me that, because, you know, the sun's in my eyes here, the window at the radio station here, and I always have trouble with this computer because the light's blinding me.
Yeah.
And I just made it a lot bigger. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Control Plus and Control Minus. And then here's
I didn't want to do it with this computer here because that's what's running the radio station.
he didn't trust me.
I wanted to stay on the air.
Q92 goes down today.
Because Teresa told me to push Control Plus.
Come on now. I wouldn't. I told you not to hit some other ones. Like, what was it? Close.
Yeah.
Control W. Yeah.
Withdraw.
All right.
So you also, some keyboards have a Windows key on it. It looks like a little flag.
Yep.
And it's usually on the bottom row there. And
right here.
It looks like right your here. Start button on your
next to Alt.
Yep.
There's one on either side of your space bar.
On either side.
And if you hit Win, that's called the Windows key. If you hit the Windows key and X, you'll come up with a hidden menu.
And that's sweet.
Yeah.
For people like us.
It's maybe not, our users maybe won't use it as much as some others, but if you do have some skills and you get into these areas, you can access the system areas like device manager, task manager, event viewer, settings. A lot of times people want to go into settings. Windows X, apps and features. Yeah, there's all sorts of things you can access from that memory that sometimes it's a little harder to find and remember how to get there.
Okay. Hey, that was a fun program. I enjoyed that.
Hard to remember all those, though. Teresa, should we?
Yeah, we're going to put those on our Facebook page so you can check them out.
Yep.
So, yeah, just search for Rural Solutions Computer Repair and like our Facebook
page.
Time
we do more with that, I think.
Yeah.
We've been kind of
We've been neglecting
stagnant.
That.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll put that up on there for you. And
okay. Where are you located and when you open and how can people get a hold of you?
We are on beautiful Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. And for those out of town, that's 6th Avenue in Madison. It doesn't say Main Street on the sign.
No.
But you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
Thanks for coming in again.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
And welcome back from Florida.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right. John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solution Technology Update Show.